As you are walking, or perhaps resting beneath the shade of a tree, I want to tell you about what I found on the bank of the river. It was a long scroll, written in a script that seemed so far away, so long ago, yet perhaps only yesterday, a message in a bottle. Arriving on the island on a summer's day, when it is peopled with art, with families, with solitary strollers, it is so hard to imagine it covered in snow, cold, blue, seeming isolated from the world, yet only a ferry away. Only 1 mile from Wall Street with its bustling, manic activity. The trees so full of life. Birds, insects, the bright, heavy leaves. They are all barren in winter. And the revelers, the picnic grounds, the laughter of children, the din of those like yourself, the work that artists have wrapped the entire island with, their imaginations, their hearts and souls. None of this exists in the stillness of the winter, with its eerie, moody, melancholy days. The message was rolled, and I sat in the grass, and I read it, and the words were filled with so much yearning, a longing to be free. They were written by one who was born and raised here, whose image was soon to be projected, as all children were, on the face of the Empire State Building, on the Statue of Liberty, on the sky, on the heart of the city. Her words talk of another governor's island, not a respite from the pace of city life, only a river away, but a yearning to leave its isolated lanes, its forts, its quiet, endless nights. Rise up from the grass, from the shade of the trees, and wander through Fort Jay, which harbors a flickering flame. The flame beats at the fort's heart. The fort, which was built in 1794 by students in the family of Columbia University with shovels and barrows. They erected this fort to defend freedom with ideas and arms, the pen and the sword. Stroll the parade grounds, the commanding brick buildings of Admiral's Row, ladders to nowhere, the dried, empty moat. And perhaps you can enter the church as she did and make an offering to a loved one, to our Heavenly Father. And if you should find the marble mounting for a statue gone, think a moment of a girl who wrote a message in a bottle, who once stood there in prayer before the small statue of Joan of Arc, the patron saint of soldiers. The statue is gone, and the girl as well, and the ghosts of soldiers still populate the island. Go and stand by the river at the mouth of the harbor. Out there is Ellis Island, Staten Island, Jersey City, New York, all the places defended by the hearts and souls of the soldiers who have lived here with their families, who have sacrificed for these places so dear to us all. Stand here and look out. Perhaps she stood there too. Perhaps she stood there and wrote these words. All that separates my view from the realism of the city is an isolated, abrasive outline, a thankless twig. I stand tall, shoulders out, head raised. I bow my head, almost diagonally. Eyes appear closed, but really just wondering through senses if I am considered acceptable, tolerable, if they believe me. A nod is reciprocated, a blessing that I may continue my threatless gazing. This tree that resides here on the very outer line of the island never sleeps or rests. It is the ears of the shoreline, the fire tower staring blankly at South Street, its court cambion, not rounded as a cylindrical trunk, but leaning into the river, reaching heavily through every node. A leaf drops prematurely in the sun of the spring. A lifeboat, an explorer's caravan, only brushes the surface. The soft, billowing envelope of the river doesn't mean to, but encloses the leaf in its matter. A journey discontinued. It is almost noon. So in a few moments, my photograph will be projected onto the Statue of Liberty, a symbol of warmth. The freighter horn sounds. Its frequencies reach out thinly, interwoven faintly in the air above the island. The slight twitch in my foot, for only a millisecond or two, triggers an image. In this moment, like every other day, a ferry is taking leave of the island, and I am not walking towards it. I am not running to board. But I have an image now, almost permanently finding a home in the page of my mind. I am aboard the freighter, hardly noticing the salt dancing on the air, barely sensing the calming hum of the water song. I am seated directly in front of the ship's horn. Its note harshly becomes oxygen, a deafening nautical blare. But even that fails to stir my stillness, for I am within a transitional field where my life separates from the island. I do not know if I will reach the gatekeeper, but I am away from every year, and as long as I am on the water aboard the ferry, something is different. Another image appears. I have docked and disembarked, and someone awaits my arrival at the port. He is dressed in lean sunlight. His shoes are filled with rock or sand, but not water. His clothes are made of the finest linens. They are washed, but they are stained of today. His skin is dark, but only from today. He holds out his hand and I take it. He smiles and squeezes it three times. When he is somewhere, he has a paintbrush, but refuses to portray the likes of people, only objects, animals, and ideas. He leads me to a galley shop along the pier, where a new piece has just been hung up for viewing. A seagull in a watering can, the taste of a branch, two biblical rocks. Seems slightly cluttered. On its side, there is a slanting poem, and the script is perfect by mistake. I read it, and the language is pine. The words are chosen with care. Not a moment of distrust. I do not understand what I am reading, because it would take time and wondering to know its proper origin and meaning. But within each nerve and cell in my body, I feel its truth. My mind becomes filled as if I am speaking about an unprepared topic in a room full of strangers. My vision becomes nearsighted, my heart is sounding, each of my moments like hot tar, but I am more safe and sure than. My senses take the place of thought. There is no sound within this place, but music breathes from the walls. I painted this image. I wrote this poem. Thank goodness for our children and pets, a voice says behind me, grabbing me forcefully from my home. They keep us going. They keep us coming back. These were the words I found, written on the pages, rolled in a scroll, a young girl's hopes and dreams, a message in a bottle.